Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boonmagura. Thank you, member supporters. Today we focus on dreams and the stories and images our mind creates while we sleep. The subject of dreams are the inspiration behind many poems, and it's fascinating to see how many art song composers interpret their ideas about something so elusive. Poet, pianist, and French song specialist Frank Dakin defines dreams in his book, The Encyclopedia of French Song, as psychic phenomena composed of images and representations during sleep, excluding the will of the dreamer, imagining while awake, the idea that seeks to escape from the constraints of reality. An ideal example of something, delirium, action of the spirit while meditating or contemplating. The term first appears in French in 1674 in the form of the verb rêver, to wander, but was rarely used until the 19th century when it became widely used throughout literature. Rêver ultimately became the verb to dream, along with the verb songer, to dream, or to wonder. And of course we have the nouns un rêve and un songe. We begin with a song that doesn't even have the term dream in it, and yet the title alone informs us of the obvious implication. Liszt's Au quand je dors, or When I Sleep, as performed by Canadian soprano Meacha Bruggen-Grossman and pianist Justus Zeyn. Written in 1842 by poet Victor Hugo, Liszt's final draft of this composition came about in 1860 and is considered by many to be one of the most beautiful French songs written prior to Duparc. Hugo's text is a reference to Petrarch and to Laura. The central idea here is that it is in his dreams that he sees and receives the heavenly attention of his idealized love. This is intimate love music at its best. That will be followed by De Rêve, of Dreams, from Debussy's Prose Lyrique, performed by one of French song's most accomplished singers, Dutch soprano Ellie Ameling, with another icon, accompanying pianist Dalton Baldwin. This poem, written actually by the composer himself in 1892, an unusual feat in the realm of art song, tries to express the nostalgic dream of days long past. And finally in this segment, we'll hear Fauré's Après un rêve, After a Dream, on a free poetic adaptation by poet Romain Bussin. As far as art songs go, this is actually one of the most famous and is often sung by singers or heard in transcriptions for piano and violin or cello. And even contemporary singers like Barbara Streisand have recorded versions of this melody. The poet tells of a blissful dream one night of the object of his affection. Then his beloved calls to him the splendors of heaven, and suddenly, in that sad awakening of his dream, the poet calls out for the mysterious night to radiantly return, giving him back the illusion of his dream. Today the song is performed by Swedish tenor Nikolai Gaeta and French-Italian pianist Aldo Ciccolini.
Près de moi, Sous-titrage.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and today we celebrate dreams. This next composer, Georges Hue, composed a fascinating song on a poem by Heinrich Heine called Ich hab im Traum geweinet, I wept in my dreams. Hue, of course, translated the poem into French, J'ai pleuré en rêve. So first, we'll hear Hue's take on the Heine poem with French bass baritone André Cognier and French pianist Angéline Rondepierre. From there, we'll listen to the better-known German interpretation of the poem by composer Robert Schumann from his Dichterliebe, Ich hab im Traum geweinet. Finally in this segment, we'll enjoy one more Lied from Dichterliebe centered on dreams, Allnächtlich im Traume, Nightly in Dreams I See You. Performing the two excerpts from Dichterliebe are the incomparable duo English pianist Gerald Moore and German baritone Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. More of Heine was published to music than any other poet, including Shakespeare and Goethe. I think it's worth reading the poem in English translation of the first song, since we'll be listening to it first in French and then in the original German. I wept in my dream. I dreamt you lay in your grave. I woke, and tears still flowed upon my cheek. I wept in my dream. I dreamt you were leaving me. I woke and wept on long and bitterly. I wept in my dream. I dreamt you loved me still. I woke and still my tears stream.
Ooh. Ich wachte auf und ich weinte noch lange bitterlich. Ich wache auf, der Strauß ist fort und das Wort hab ich vergessen.
Holy night, down you sing, down too float streams, as your moonlight through space, through the silent hearts of men. To these they hearken joyful, crying out when day awakens. Come again, holy night, sweet dreams, come again. These beautiful words are the English translation to Schubert's Nacht und Träume, with the original German text by Matthias von Collin, easily one of Schubert's most technically difficult songs for singers. This quiet nocturnal hymn to the night in dreams requires the singer to have an effortless and floating pianissimo in the middle to high register, which of course is no easy feat. We'll hear the song twice today, first with Edith Wiens, a Canadian soprano who teaches today at New York's famed Juilliard School, and Rudolf Janssen at the piano. Then, we'll move to an orchestrated version by Max Reger with Swedish mezzo-soprano Anne-Sophie von Otter, conducted by one of Italy's most famous conductors before his passing in 2014, Claudio Abbado. Thank you. From Wien's Till von Otter, we continue this segment with another incredible voice of our generation, soprano Jessie Norman, singing Wagner's Träume, Dreams, from his Wesendonck-Lieder with poetry by Mathilde Wesendonck. Träume is actually a study in prelude to Wagner's opera Tristan und Isolde, and a motif in this lied appears in the love duet in Act 2. The central theme of this song is that dreams are the only true reality for sustaining lovers. Norman sings here with the London Symphony Orchestra and Sir Colin Davis conducting. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, And since today's program is centered on the music inspired by the subject of dreams, we'll listen now to a solo piano piece written by Hungarian composer Franz Liszt in 1850, entitled Liebestraum, Love Dream. It is one of Liszt's more meaningful romance pieces. Liszt composed this song in the hopes of attracting, but also giving the public a sense of adoration. The Romantic period was known for its interest in fantasy or dreams, and all the elements that come from this piece fit perfectly within this period. Liebestraum is without a doubt one of Liszt's most popular pieces for piano. Even Elvis Presley was a fan, using the piece as the inspiration for his song, Today, Tomorrow, and Forever, in the film Viva Las Vegas. Performing here today is the incredible pianist Daniel Barenboim. In our last segment, we turn to a Norwegian, Russian, and Finnish composer. We begin with Jussi Björling performing Grieg's A Dream, live in recital. Its text derives from a poem by Friedrich Martin von Bodenstedt about a dream that comes true of falling in love with a beautiful woman amid a pastoral setting. One might expect a more subdued score than what Grieg supplies here, as the music is filled with stormy outpourings of passion and never without an undercurrent of rolling emotions and a powerful sense of expectation. From there, we'll hear Russian composer Rachmaninoff's Dreams, as performed by American soprano Renee Fleming and French pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet. And we'll end our hour of dream music with Finnish composer Sibelius's Vardetindrum. Was It a Dream? Performed by another American soprano, Barbara Bonney, and English-Italian pianist Antonio Papano.
Och älven sprang den fjärne landsbyns larm och lyd in till oss i vår livsallklang var vi satt gömt i salig frid men mycket mer en drömmesyn blev livet själv en dag sprang och knoppen brast och allt var fjärn kundurad och vid min barm jag höll dig fast nu slipper jag dig aldrig mer aldrig mer aldrig mer och med stund i skåns bryd med vårens lyse lätte tag
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy today's celebration of dream music by a range of composers. I'll leave you with one final rendition of Sibelius's Was It a Dream? Only this time we'll enjoy an arrangement for cello and piano with famed cellist Yo-Yo Ma and English pianist Catherine Stott. Enjoy, sleep tight, and above all, dream your best dream. I'm your host, Blair Boone-Magura. I'll see you on a future Singing in Other Sins. Aloha.